In November 1969, Alan McBean, an astronaut on the Apollo 12 space mission, became only the fourth man to walk on the surface of the moon, and took this opportunity to leave his mark on history by carrying a piece of the McBean tartan. During a moonwalk through the ocean of storms, he laid a piece of McBean tartan in the form of a flag on the surface of the moon, where it remains to this day a symbol of the past, of family, and of Scotland. Tartan is a symbol of kinship and belonging, internationally recognised as the character of Scotland. Tartan tells a story of the past, of the land, of the people. Tartan makes history. Tartan is history.
I think probably this started with Battle of Culloden. The fact that tartan was banned in the Highlands about a year or 18 months after Culloden. And if you tell somebody they can't do this, it's going to ensure that very many of them will wear it, who possibly might not have worn it before. So there was a certain stubbornness there against the Hanoverian government. This is a tartan that was designed by Lough Cairn of Scotland down in the Borders. And this was created last year to celebrate Tartan Day in America, which was the 6th of April. And it's the New York City tartan. The colourings are from the city itself. The grey is for the streets and buildings of New York. The green represents Central Park. And the different blues represent the three rivers that surround Manhattan, the Hudson, the Harlem, and the East. And then the only sad note are the two black lines, which represent or honour the memory of the twin towers of the World Trade Center that were destroyed on 9/11. Once again, we're building a little piece of history into a tartan.